What is up, guys, and welcome back to the Lit Review, man. It's been a while. I haven't posted anything in here probably a couple months or so, and it's been itching, man. I just want to get back on here and just start saying some shit. So first and foremost, this page is now monetized. You can go ahead and donate something to us, or sign up for, I believe it's something like 99 cents a month or $2 a month or something like that. You can do a whole bunch of different options, but anything helps, and we appreciate the fuck out of you for doing that if you do. So much love, and go hit that button, man. Throw us a little something. It helps us out in the future. But if you can't, we still love y'all. Anyway, we're going to move on to this whole controversy that's been happening, man. White rappers been at each other's fucking throat lately, bro. What the fuck is going on? We got G-Eazy in the mix. We got fucking MGK. We got Eminem. All these motherfuckers. Bro, shit been crazy. G-Eazy came out and started saying some shit, and you know, Kel's fucked his bitch, and so on and so forth. But to me, that's fucking irrelevant now because of the whole M situation. But all in all, I thought G-Eazy's fucking diss was weak anyway. It was fucking generic. You just sitting there talking about, I got more than you, I got more than this. Bro, it's 2018. Get gully with it. Do some research, man. Come at somebody's neck with some real shit. That's how I feel about that. We'll move on to the MGK M shit. Y'all sick as fuck of it. I'm sick as fuck of it. I'm still waiting for a response. Because all this shit happening and motherfuckers coming out with fake responses sounding like M and shit. And people actually believe that's M's response. And that's not good, bro. We waiting on M. At this point, I don't even know if he's going to respond, to tell you the truth. But I seen a post this morning talking about something along the line. I don't want to get too much into it. I don't want to quote nobody because I just briefly read this post. But talking about M might be waiting for more people to respond to his kamikaze shit before he comes back and says anything. And that's true M fashion, honestly, if you ask me. Wait for everybody to say some shit, and then he's going to line all his ducks up in a row and just knock them down. You know what I mean? He's going to come at them all at once and just fucking drop that bomb. And I hope it is a bomb. Let me say that. I am a fucking huge Eminem fan. He's part of the reason I started doing anything creative at all. He's a lot of the reason that has to do with why I started a career in the arts industry in general. And I gotta say, bro, fucking MGK came at his fucking neck with this shit, man. Like, that fucking diss track was one of the best diss tracks I've heard in the longest motherfucking time. And I'm sure a lot of fucking people can agree with me. Like, that was fucking savage. You had, like, gave him respect and said, you the GOAT, but I'm gonna come at your neck anyway because I'm not gonna stand for this shit. You a bully, blah, 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 so on and so forth. And just cut into him. Savage, man. Like, I applaud MGK for that track. He had the balls to stand up and do it. It was a fire track. It's something you can actually listen to. It's something you can roll down the road and just listen to. And all around fire, man. And that boy making fucking moves with the shit. Everybody talking about his name, for one. The marketing is fucking fire. Like, that is a hell of a fucking decision for your business and brand in general. I think the motherfucker came up 300,000-500,000 followers in the last few days just because people are learning who the fuck he is off of this shit. Now, that in itself is a fucking hell of a thing, man. Like, you came at somebody so notable in the rap game that people are learning your name off of this shit. Like, epic, bro. This is whether you want to admit it or not, this is history, man. This is rap history. It's culture. It's the way this industry moves. And when you take risks, you get rewards. And I feel like MGK is reaping all the rewards right now, and we waiting on M to come back and take him back. But I'm praying that M does come back with some hard shit, man. Like, I hope for everybody's sake and all his diehard fans' sake that he comes back with some heat. And y'all can comment below, start roasting my ass, but I don't know for a fact. I can't say completely that he will. Like I said, I don't even know if he's going to give a response. He might not even think it's worth it to give a response. He's fucking Eminem, bro. That motherfucker rap luxury, bro. But I just kind of started looking back into the history of what the fuck all this was and where it all came from. And from my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, but I was looking back, and I guess all this started in 2012 when MGK put out a tweet about M's daughter, and M didn't take it well. And this is the tweet, and I quote, "Okay, so I just saw a picture of Eminem's daughter, and I have to say she is hot as fuck in the most respectful way because M is king." Ooh, all right, man. For off rip, I personally I wouldn't advise talking about M's daughter anyway. But he did, and at the time Kells was, I believe, 20, 21, something around there, and Haley was around something about 16, and that in itself is another no-no, of course, in the public's eyes. That's you don't do that, bro. You 21, she's 16, that's a no-go. You don't speak on that. Some people ran with it. Some people were like, oh shit. And apparently M didn't take it very well. He banned MGK from Shade 45 and a whole bunch of this and that. And so they started beefing. It was kind of light back then, I guess, and nothing was really coming of it. And then apparently Kales hopped on a track with Tech N9ne and did a little diss on there. It wasn't nothing heavy. It was just a little something-some. Took a shot at Dre. Took a shot at the M and kind of just left it as that. It wasn't a long verse. Quick verse. But it didn't sit well, I guess. You know? You're talking about bro's daughter and you come out with this track with the Tech and, you know, okay, so some years go by. M drops this whole Kamikaze surprise album shit, and there's a track on there called Not Alike. And Not Alike goes into Kells pretty hard. And apparently that didn't sit well with Kells. So Kells being the rapper that he is, and personally I somewhat suspected this was gonna happen, but he stood up and said, fuck that, just because you're Eminem, I'm not going to sit here and take it. He stood up and made Rap Devil. Rap Devil came out. I said before, that shit is fire to me. That's a fucking hell of a track to a lot of other people. But it caused so much controversy. I remember, what was it, a couple days ago, I was just looking through my fucking profile on Facebook, just going down the timeline, and it's just post after fucking post after fucking post after fucking post. Like, I think it was like 30 plus posts or something like that. It was just all MGK and Eminem related. And that's fucking, bro, that's God moves, man. That is insane. Like, numbers, bro. You're making fucking fans off of some shit that, like, is legendary. This is legendary. Whether you want to believe it or not, whether you want to admit it or not, there's haters out there saying Kells shit was weak and yada yada, and my question is, how is it weak? Like, if you appreciate art or music in general, you have to acknowledge the fact that that was a solid ass track. Like, flat out, man. Like, wow. I thought it was heat, bro. That shit, it was just constant heat, like, coming at shit. Like, that was well written, well thought out, well executed, well delivered. Just the overall fire track, in my opinion. Like, and I'm a hell of a fan of Eminem. That motherfucker's, you know, that's one of my idols, as well as MGK. So this, the whole thing is interesting. I thought Kell's track was fucking lit, and now we're just sitting here waiting on M's response. And I don't know if he will respond or not. or if he's just going to let it go, or if he's waiting on everybody else to respond, and then he's going to just line his ducks up and just take them down. It's kind of up in the air right now, and we all just kind of sit here wondering and waiting. The suspense is building, and like, man, this is definitely some shit, bro. This is like the white rapper feud of the century, for real. But yeah, I guess we just gonna have to wait it out and see, man. Like this is a hell of a thing. Everybody's sick of seeing it. If people done probably turn this shit off by now. They sick of hearing it, but that's okay. We go talk about it anyway. But with all that being said, man, in the end, M still does numbers and will always do more numbers than Kels. I feel like that's not gonna change. I don't like, overall, if you look at rappers side by side, M's got it in the bag, flat out. There is no arguing that. Numbers, like, don't fucking lie. But when it comes down to shit like this, it's not about who's the better rapper in the situation. It's not about who's this, who's that. It's who had the fucking best bars in this situation. Who made the best track? Who won this beef? Not who won in the rap game, not who won in their careers. Who won this beef? That's what I want to see. That's what we need to stop all the bullshit on the side talking about. This motherfucker does this. This motherfucker, blah, blah, yada, yada. We got a lot of diehard fans out there on both sides just going at each other's throats. So let it be. Sit back. Grab your popcorn. Grab a drink. Sit down and watch this shit happen, man. Because we're all waiting on this response. And when it comes out, if it does, it's going to be another one of them moments that everybody's timeline is going to be flooded. It's going to be a huge thing. So let's wait on it. And move on to this other shit, man. This other shit, man. Y'all know Young Buck, bro. I know y'all know Young Buck. You know, whole crew, 50 Cent, all that shit. Like, bro, Young Buck. Young Buck? What is going on, man? A whole bunch of rumors coming out that he's been fucking with some transgender bitch and all this shit. And I just seen a response this morning on Facebook, him talking about, bro, fuck that. I don't care what y'all thought y'all saw in that video. Ain't nothing gay about me. You know, I respect all gay people and yada yada, but that ain't me. If you talking that shit, come to my face with it. Drop a location. We can do it on fucking live. All this shit. He's heated, bro. He is fucking not having this bullshit. And I don't know what the fuck to think about it. Say the truth on some real shit. Like, this is pretty new to me. I've been seeing a couple things here and there about it while all this other MGK, Eminem shit been going on, and I've kind of slept on it until about today, and so I started reading into it a little bit. But I guess this transgender chick put out a video, supposedly, allegedly, of Young Buck getting his dick sucked, and I don't think that's gonna fly, bro. Like, this is not the only time he's been brought up in some allegations like this. And I personally don't know what to think about it. Like, I have no problem with gay people, anybody who has any other sexual orientation. Do you? That is not my fucking business. It's not my issue. That's all. I don't care. That's your personal life, whatever. But if you're doing some shit like that, and you come around and say that ain't true and blah, bro, you gotta stop with the shit if it's real, bro. If that's what's going on, y'all fucking with each other, quit lying about it and come out, say some shit, whatever you gotta do, get it off your chest. But these allegations, pretty heavy. I guess this chick dropped a track and talking shit about Buck and like what happened, and the video is just a bunch of screenshots, whether they real or not. Who knows? But Young Buck under some heat right now, and he ain't fucking with it, and a lot of people talking. So I guess we're gonna have to watch that story a little closer and see what happens. But as for now, it's just looking weird, man. I really don't know what else to say on that, so we're gonna let that slide. Moving on to Amazon. They became a $1 trillion company yesterday. $1 trillion fucking dollars, man. Trillion fucking dollars. It's like 999.9999999 billion dollars. Let that fucking sink in for a minute, man. Just let it sink in. Bro, $1 trillion company. That's a lot of fucking money. That's a lot of fucking money. Like, I think Jeff Bezos, I don't want to quote exactly, but I think Jeff Bezos personally is worth 170 some billion dollars, man. Like, that's more money than a good handful, maybe 100 lifetimes know what to do with. Like, what am I talking about? 170 some billion dollars? Like, that's enough for 170 some people to have $1 billion. And then spread that out. That could change a lot of fucking lives, man. And it makes you wonder when or if or what, or I haven't read up on it personally. If y'all know of anything, drop it in the comments or message me, enlighten me. I haven't really seen Amazon do anything like public relations wise, like give back to their community or this or that. They probably have, and I'm sure I'm talking on my ass right now, but that's a lot of fucking money. That's major moves. And if they have done anything, it hasn't been major enough to make major news. And that's what I'm talking about. There's like people in Flint suffering. We need water out here. A lot of shit, man. The country is in trouble. We could use money here and there. Schools, programs for kids. You know, there's a lot of gang violence going on right now. There's a lot of shit that money could go to good use for, and positive use for, that I don't see is happening. $1 trillion fucking dollars, man. Whew. Especially like Jeff. Imagine being Jeff Bezos, man. What are you gonna do? What the fuck else are you gonna do? Why the fuck you still wake up for work in the morning? You got 170 some fucking billion dollars. What is getting you out of bed in the morning at that point? Like, you can have any motherfucking thing you want in the goddamn world. Like, damn near anything. I think damn near anything. 170 some billion dollars? Man. I don't know. I just feel as if wealth hoarding that intense, like that, to that scale, should be put into good use in some way, instead of just sitting in a bank account while the rest of us out here doing odd jobs and little jobs just to make our living and whatnot. Jeff Bezos sitting over there on a fucking money pile, goddamn swimming through a money pool and shit. But that is fact. That is a fact. Amazon became a $1 trillion company, I believe, yesterday. Crazy as fuck. I mean, we got a little bit going here and there. On our brand side, we ain't got a $1 trillion company, but we do got some shit. We got some brand news for y'all, man. We did the GR Top 10 shit, and that was kind of cool. That was dope. It was a cool contest for everybody to kind of see the city of Grand Rapids come together and, like, just slap some bars on a random instrumental. You got 60 seconds, run it. And actually, Ajax Stack started, like, he started the hashtag, the GR Top 10 kind of thing. And I took it a step farther and made it a contest out of it. And I was kind of running with it. And we built the list off of everybody's submission. And I was supposed to break it down in a tournament-style contest. And I don't know how many people noticed or what, but I'm sure they did, that we just kind of stopped doing the contest. There wasn't anything further after, like, the first round. Now, we did that on purpose. After the first round happened, I was moving on to the second round, and it was harder to get people focused, for one. And so I started thinking, and I thought deep about it, and there really shouldn't be a list. There really shouldn't be a number one. There shouldn't be any specific person to hold a title, because it's opinion, man. Like, it's opinion, flat out. I started reading comments, so this person should have been here, this person should have been on a list, this person should have been this, this person, and that's what it is. It all comes down to your personal taste and your personal opinion, and I feel like you can't really name one person as a fact, as a number one, and so I just discontinued it. I didn't feel as if it was right to have that. I don't even know how to explain it, like the trying to compare people or trying to say this person's better, or I don't think anybody should have to lose, pretty much. Like, there's no losing in art. There's no losing in music. You do what you do, and you put your best out there. And it all comes down to people's opinions when it comes down to saying, okay, who likes this track, or who likes these bars? So I didn't feel as if we should continue that contest. And that's as simple as that. I'm going to figure out a different way for us to come back and still continue with those same people, and still continue with the contest in a different light. But I'm thinking along the lines of, like, maybe some kind of who's the hardest working, you know, at promoting themselves or something along the lines of that. I still gotta figure it out. That's just thoughts right now. So once I figure that out, we'll continue that, and y'all still have the chance to win the finesse hat from us at 23 North. And yeah, it'll be a custom hat. You pick the colors, you know, it's in a box, pretty much a one-on-one, COA, whole nines. It'll be somebody's once we figure that out. Other than that, we got the Michael Trey video coming soon. We released the teaser to that is on our Instagram page and our Facebook page. Instagram is @XXIIIN_. Again, that is @2X3I1N_. Facebook is facebook.com/XXIIIN. Again, it's facebook.com/2X3I1N. You want the page, check the teaser out. You can follow Michael Trey's page, his SoundCloud's on there. All that, great artist, man. Go check his workout, go check his everything. That motherfucker got it. Shout out to Haas Mafia, HM, all the motherfuckers, GC, Devin Holston, y'all the realest, man. Fucking, I appreciate y'all for accepting me into that, the community out there, and rocking with me, man. Y'all stay rocking with me, and it's highly appreciated. But that video is coming soon, and we'll be out as soon as possible. Still got a few things to touch up on it, and then we dropping it. And y'all can find that on the YouTube page. And make sure when that drops, make sure y'all subscribe. Anything helps, man, and we appreciate the fuck out of it. Moving on from that, we got hopefully this week. It should work out. I don't think it's not gonna work out. But we're supposed to be doing an interview with Jay Shotit. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but he's a videographer from Detroit, and that boy fire with the sticks. He got some shit popping. He's been shooting a lot of artists, and he's creating a hell of a name for himself and a hell of a buzz. So that's what we do with the Lit Review. We want to go interview anybody who's popping in their city or slightly popping in their location and so on and so forth, and get the story behind them. What makes them tick? What makes them do what they do? So on and so forth. So that should happen this week. I'm excited about that. Jay seems like a really good dude. And I'm excited to sit down and chop it up with him to see what's up. So shout out to you, Jay. You can go find him on Instagram at @WhoShotIt, Jay Shotit. It's on there as Jay Shotit, or I should have wrote the handle down, and I didn't. I apologize for that, Jay. But I'm sure y'all can find him. Look him up. Y'all won't regret it. And if y'all need a video, you know, you hit me up. Or him. No bias. But yeah, man, that should happen. That should happen soon, and I'm excited to see what happens with this. And one more thing to touch on is Gift and a Curse. K Clutch. I just shot his last video, No Handouts. You can look that up. K Clutch, No Handouts. Look, just type that into YouTube and it should pop up. It's the Northern Visuals channel. Please subscribe to that. It's awesome. But we are coming out with, he dropped a tape called Gift and Curse, and there's a track on there called Gift and Curse. That's the main track, one of the main tracks off the tape. And we shot that, and this is the first video that I've taken it a step farther. We wrote a script for it. We kind of planned it out and did a little movie kind of thing with it. So it should be fun to see come together, and it should be fun for y'all to watch, keep y'all interested, instead of it just being another basic rap video. We took it a step farther and did some shit with it. Rented an Airbnb, whole nines, went extra with it. So that'll be fun to put together, and that's what y'all got to look forward to from us on this side for now. Should be coming with some clothes here soon, man. We've been slacking on the clothing side, so we got to get cracking on that. But we got some hella designs in the works for y'all, and hopefully we'll be dropping something very shortly. Until then, stay tuned, guys. You can follow me on Instagram. We got the three pages on Instagram. We got the 23 North brand page. We got the Northern Visuals page, and we also got the Lit Review page. So you can find all of those tagged somewhere on the 23 North page that I just mentioned earlier. You can also find all of those on the Facebook page that I mentioned earlier. And yeah, just go give us a like, go give us a follow, comment, whatever you want to. Just blow your shit up, man. Go troll, do your thing, blow them comments up, whatever, man. Like, help us out. Anything helps. We love y'all. Love the support. And we'll be here, man. Till next time. Much love, man. Y'all stay tuned.